Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Booker, Alex, Audrey. It's Mix 94.7. So yesterday, I got a phone call from my buddy, The Burt Show. The Burt Show is heard in 522 countries around the world, including Papua New Guinea.
Spotlight on Mo.
We're about to go live on his show right now.
Pretend like you don't know what's going on.
And then you're going to find out exactly what's happening. We're trying to help out one of his listeners in Nashville.
We are a morning show on a mission.
Here we go.
We are not going to rest until we find the mystery airplane man.
We will not lose.
Until we find the man that Susanna has been dreaming of. Since apparently May of 2022, Susanna, WTF, that would have been pertinent information the last time we talked to you.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Kind of left that out.
All right, so
I was so mad at myself.
It's okay, it's all right. All right, so Susanna's back on. She met a mystery man on a plane. We're trying to find him. Now, the thing is, the Burt Show is syndicated in Nashville, and that's where Susanna's from. She's from Nashville. She was flying from Austin back to Nashville. And that's where she met this man who's originally from Austin. Well, Burt Show is not syndicated in Austin. However, Burt has some radio friends in Austin, and that is Booker, Alex, and Audrey of Mix 94.7 Austin.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Good morning. So this is, you know what, Susanna, you should have just stayed here because this is where all the great men are.
Fake news.
It's really true.
Yeah, dude, the way she described him, he is like, this is like the quintessential man, the perfect man. So if all dudes are like that in Austin, everybody's listening to, and all our syndicated markets are just going to move to you guys. So you're welcome.
Well, nobody is originally from Austin. Right. We're just kind of a hodgepodge of cities all over the country. So I like to think we get the best of everybody.
But how does one wait a whole year almost? That blows me away.
Yeah, Susanna, can you tell us about that? Why did you wait all that time to actually reach out to try to find him?
So I had written the show earlier, and I had put this email together, and I was, you know, had sent it, and then I hadn't heard anything. So I was like, well, you know, I'll try it again later. And I'm like, I didn't know if it got lost in, you know, email or there, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. So I was like, you know, and I just kind of let it go. I was like, well, I guess, you know, maybe it wasn't meant to be. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to try again. I'm going to send it out. I'm going to see what happens. And I sent it to Kristen. And then before I know it, everything was moving at full speed.
See, there you go.
All right. Well, so,
you
so,
always got to send it to me because I'm the only one on this show that apparently reads my damn email.
Right.
So I understand that Susanna told the show yesterday exactly what happened. But Kristen, can you give us a cliff notes for our audience?
Yes, absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. And thank you guys so much for being willing to help us, because I am like so invested.
This is what we do. We're experts.
All right. So, Susanna, please correct me if I'm wrong about anything. So you were flying on Southwest from Austin to Nashville, May of 2022.
I was flying from... Oh, I'm sorry. On the way back, my apologies. Yes, correct.
Okay, all right. Girlfriend, stay with me here.
No, Kristen, know your life better than you.
I do.
Let it happen.
She does. I should just be quiet.
Okay, all right. Remember, she had the worst bachelorette weekend of her life. She was supposed to be in Austin for 5 days, y'all. They ended up leaving after 24 hours because the bride bailed on the whole entire thing. That's another story for another day. All right, so flying from Austin to Nashville. You're upset. You don't want to talk to anybody. But then a man by the name of Charles, who is from Austin, sat down next to you. He was so kind. He put your luggage up in the overhead for you. He also picked up your earbud when you dropped it on the ground. Turns out he was flying from Austin to Nashville for a bachelor party for his cousin. And he was the one who was officiating his cousin's wedding. You all two sat there. You talked for the entire flight. He's the director of a construction company. He has not one but two dogs named Forrester and Gabriel. By the way, she texted us later. She thinks the dogs are golden retrievers. He loves his mom. She also watched him help a little old lady carry her heavy luggage off the plane. They're both originally from St. Louis, and there was definite chemistry. We have so many details.
All right. This is all great stuff. And if you're listening to our show right now and any of this sounds familiar, will you call us at 512-643-5947 or text the info to 51993? Alex?
I think those dogs, like Austin is a dog town. Like they are, like those two dog names right there. That's like a dead giveaway. Like that's what's going to help find this dude like fast.
Hey, so we're kind of good at this and we got a little jump start on it and wanted to have a little nugget. Now we don't know, but we think we have someone that might fit all of these or at least some of these boxes. So if we could text Susanna a picture of a guy that we tracked down, will you tell us if this is him? Dear God, this is going to be so anticlimactic if she says no. It sounded like a great idea.
Oh my God.
Dude.
Oh my God.
So a few minutes ago, Booker sends me the picture. This is Tommy from the Burt Show.
Hey, Tommy.
And I've got the picture loaded, ready to go.
Hit send,
to Susanna.
It.
Susanna, I'm about to hit send. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, dear God, please.
Let me give sending, you a drum roll. Delivered. Oh, pull it up and look at it. Let it be him.
Oh my God, I think that's him.
No!
Yes!
She thinks.
I mean, it looks a little different, but yeah, I think that's him.
All right, well.
Wait, hold on. You think it's him or it's him?
I'm like, I'm pretty sure, you know, pictures look a little different, and I was in this little, like, love haze. I don't know.
And let me ask you this. Do you remember, you said you both are from St. Louis. Did he happen to mention what college he went to?
Oh, no. I don't remember.
Did he happen to mention what he studied in college?
He probably did.
Yeah. You were just so caught up in those blue eyes. Yeah.
And by the way, I understand how you say that might be him because the photo is a very uncomfortable, like, LinkedIn photo where it's obvious he doesn't wear suits.
Yeah.
Right. And it's that awkward, I wear a suit, like, once a year look.
Okay, so, really quick, Booker, Alex, and Audrey, what did you find? Like, what details do you have on this picture, dude, that makes you think it's Charles?
Well, this guy, I don't know if we want to give his last name on the air, just in case it's not him.
Yeah.
But Charles does work in the industry. He is originally from St. Louis, and his age, based upon when he graduated from college, really makes, is about the same age as what Susanna said he told her he was. So he checks a lot of the boxes. We don't know exactly what dog he has or if he has dogs and if he loves his mama, but we're hoping to find out that information.
So this is the plan. We've put this out in the universe to your Austin audience. So if anybody, I mean, it doesn't get more specific. If anybody knows a Charles who has two dogs named Forrester and Gabriel, I mean, that's our dude. But Susanna, you have a homework assignment. You need to reach out to this LinkedIn dude and see if this is the Charles.
Well, we reached out too. So if it's the Charles, then we'll connect you two. Feel good about it, though, right, Susanna?
Okay, yes. No, I feel good about it. I'm nervous. This is like a whole big thing.
Well, girl, that's what happens when you email me.
It's not real until it's real, right, guys?
Right? I'm like, oh, we're in this. Okay, great.
We're in it. Well, thank you for asking us to help out. We're glad to be a part of this project.
If it's not the real Charles, Audrey mentioned that she'd take a run at this dude we found.
Yeah. Hey, don't expose me like that.
She did say that.
Oh, okay.
She did. Come on. She did. She said, listen, if it doesn't work out with Suzanne and this guy, you know.
Oh, my God. Exposed.
I mean,
Booker, Alex, and Audrey, Mix 94.7 in Austin. Thank you guys so much.
All right, great. Thank you.
We appreciate it, man.
Great to be on your show, too.
Listen, all right, y'all have a good one.
We just had more listeners on their show than we will ever have on our show.
I know. Let me relish in this moment. Hang on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.